China did something today on a scale that hasn't been seen since 1994. It devalued its currency, and the yuan dropped nearly 2% against the U.S. dollar. Stock markets around the world tumbled as investors worried that a weaker Chinese currency means bad things for the health of the world's second largest economy. Joining us now to discuss is John Authors, senior investment correspondent for the Financial Times. Hi, John.
Hello. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. What does this weaker yuan mean? What is it going to mean for products around the world?
Well, as you said, it means that China is worried about its domestic economy and therefore is prepared to go to much greater lengths than it was before to try to shore up conditions at home. One thing you do have to bear in mind is that we are no longer in the era where China was holding its currency artificially cheap. Quite the reverse. The market pressures on the Chinese currency are now downwards. It's actually reached the point where it's artificially expensive. So the question now becomes exactly how much further, how quickly the market will try to take the currency and how far the Chinese will let it.
But so you're saying what they did today is not
products are cheaper.
What they did today is not necessarily artificial because they're bringing it down from being artificially expensive.
Nobody can possibly deny that this is in many ways an artificial currency that is manipulated in a way that certainly no other major currency in the world is manipulated. They've had a very deliberate policy to peg it against the dollar and to allow it to very slowly appreciate against the dollar, become less competitive compared to the dollar over the last few years. That's despite the fact that Chinese inflation has been much higher, which would mean all other things equal that it ought to get weaker against the dollar. So, ironically, this isn't an example of yet further Chinese manipulation. It's actually allowing the market to take more of a say in how the currency is set. The thing is, the market probably at this moment would like the yuan to get a lot cheaper in a hurry, and we need to find out whether the Chinese authorities will let that happen.
Well, and meanwhile, the effects around the globe. I saw oil prices have dropped to the lowest level in more than a decade now. All kinds of stocks are down today. What is the worry for U.S. companies?
Well, the U.S. companies, first of all, the oil price in itself is a great concern. China is a big net buyer of oil. If its currency has got weaker, then you need to adjust the price of oil down so that Chinese people can buy it. That is a problem for the U.S. economy because that makes it less economic to invest in shale, which has been the big source of growth in the U.S. recently. More broadly than that, China is the net consumer of more or less any commodity you care to mention. There are countries around the world, Brazil perhaps the most obvious example, that have become very reliant on taking their stuff out of the ground and selling it to China. This is a bad problem for them because this begins to make it harder for China to buy their stuff than it has been.
All right, we got to leave it there. But John Authors at the Financial Times, thank you so much.